You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio. This is Ellie Marsh. I'm joined with Toby Davey. Hello, Toby.
Hello, Ellie.
I'm joined by Paulina. Hello, Paulina.
Hello, hello.
And we're also very delighted to be joined by Toby's guide dog, Willow, as well. We're at the See It Differently Awards 2022. How does it feel to be out and about, Toby?
It's fantastic, actually. I think it's the second time I've been to an R&IB event, and it's just so good to actually be out and seeing people who I've only met on Teams.
That's lovely, isn't it? What do you think, Paulina?
I'm excited to be meeting Toby's lovely guide dog, Willow. She's my number one today, and then obviously I'm really excited to meet Toby. And it's been really fun. It's amazing seeing all the people that we have interviewed over the years actually at such a big event and coming over, and I can't wait to find out who wins.
It's such an important event, isn't it, as well, to recognise the people that are doing such amazing work in the sight loss sector.
It's great to bring those people together and to see all the nominations and all these people who've been, you know, put up by other people, you know, and it's great. And I think it's you know, it's good for not only the sight loss sector, but it's good for everybody, I think.
Absolutely.
So how are you looking forward to meeting the most today? Because there's a lot of people, and I know we're getting like an amazing singer today as well, Andrea Begley.
Yes, very exciting. Looking forward to who wins the awards as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good people. I mean, it's VI celebs, as one might say.
Do you feel like a VI celeb, Toby?
No, I'm nowhere near a VI celeb. No, not me.
Well, actually, I do have one big question for Toby. How does it feel seeing Vocalize nominated? Because you used to work with Vocalize.
I don't have a vested interest at all. but no, I think it's great because, you know, they're a charity that supports the arts, and they've been going for 20-odd years, 22 or maybe 23 years now, and they were set up by an audio describer called Andrew Holland, and they've sort of grown, and I think they're doing great work, so I'm rooting for them to win an award. I hope they do.
And we had the chance to test out the Navilens as well, which was great.
Yeah, that was quite fun. I've heard about it but never tried it out, and it was good that it was reading out the menus and, you know, just scan your phone in front of something and you get a lot of info. So
I like that you don't have to be too direct with having to come up really close with pointing it. You can just put it in the general direction, it's going to pick up the QR code, which is very, very smart.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Yeah.
Looking forward to the rest of the evening.
Woohoo!
Party on. Well, we won't be partying on.
Paulina Kovarov here from R&IB Connect Radio, and I'm with Seka Hall, who's one of the finalists. It's so nice speaking with you, Seka. How do you feel?
Nerve-wracking, I must admit. I'm not used to this kind of event.
But I would say you're like all prepared. You did your beard nicely, you put your hair up, you're all ready, like you're looking like a winner. Do you feel like a winner?
My motivation is not self-aggrandizement. My motivation is to try to prevent what happened to my partner happening to anyone else. That's what drives me.
How do you feel hearing your story being shared and trying to make this difference and trying to make the platforms tactile and safe?
I'm glad. I'm glad to get the message out, and I'm glad that the rail companies now have audio announcements nationwide on their platforms that don't have tactile. It makes me very happy, and I'm happy that the deadline for getting the work done has been reduced from 2029 to 2024-25, and I'm happy that the government have ring-fenced, I believe it's between 65 and 68 million, to get the rest of the work done.
That's an amazing change, and that's all thanks to you. So obviously, massive congratulations. You're already a winner, no matter what happens tonight. And of course, good luck out there as well.
You're very kind. Thank you very much.
We are at the R&IB 2022 See Differently Awards. It's Ellie Marsh here, and I am joined by the very lovely Georgie Morell. Thank you for joining us, Georgie.
Pleasure.
So you are presenting an award tonight. Tell us a little bit about that and about how you feel about being selected to present an award.
I was asked to present an award, and that's pretty much all I know, but I'm very excited.
How did it feel to be selected to be presenting an award?
Oh, I felt very special. And it's, you know, I'm an actor and comedian, so I'm always enjoying as much attention as I can get. And they said it was free food and drink, so really, it's a no-brainer.
What do you think the See Differently Awards represent within the sight loss sector, and what do you think they bring to the community?
No, just standing here and looking at everything and how fancy everything is. It brings class, it brings status, it brings some profile to the RNIB that, you know, they're serious and they can do these things well.
Absolutely. And it celebrates the people who are doing amazing work as well.
Oh, yeah, that too. Well done, well done, well done.
Well, listen, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us, and enjoy presenting the award a little bit later on.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
Polina Kolarov here from RNIB Connect Radio, and we're speaking with one of the finalists, Nathan Gearing. It's so nice to see you. How are you feeling? Congratulations as well.
Thank you. Like, yeah. Who thought? Like, who knew? Like, I'm really shocked and surprised.
Did you ever expect it when you started, like, how many years ago now?
Gosh.
It feels like it just skyrocketed so quickly.
Yeah, most definitely. It's like, I never in my wildest dreams thought that I'd be here and, like, kind of, like, you know, be a finalist. And yeah, it means the world to me to even just to get recognised, you know, just at this level and things like that. I'm, yeah, super, super honoured.
How would you describe the atmosphere?
Oh, it's wicked. You know, there's such a positive vibe with everybody and things. Everybody's just, like, connecting with each other and just vibing out. So, yeah, so it's a real great vibe.
Amazing. Well, good luck out there, and hopefully we'll see you again later.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
So if you had to describe the RNIB See Differently Awards in three words, what would those three words be?
Inspiring, exciting, and plentiful.
And we're joined now by Isabel Hunt, one of the trustees for RNIB. How does it feel attending the ceremony? I mean, it's been 3 years since the last awards. It's amazing.
Oh, I'm really smiling, actually. You're absolutely right. I was thinking as I came here today, it's a long time since I went to anything like this. So it's really nice, and it'll be great to meet some people, but also to see some amazing awards. So I'm really looking forward to it.
So if you had to describe the RNIB See Differently Awards in three words, what would those three words be?
Fantastic opportunity to showcase.
We're at the awards right now, and we're speaking with the hosts of the ceremony today, Amar Latif. Amar is amazing. I heard also that you might be throwing in a few jokes as well.
Oh my God. I don't know if there will be jokes, but one of the great things is it's happening after dinner, so I'm hoping that people have had a few drinks. And yeah, they might be funny, they might not be, but I'm excited.
Well, Amar had good reason to be excited. What a night it was. We'll be bringing you all the action from RNIB's See Differently Awards over the next 3 hours on RNIB Connect Radio.